Hallelujah. If you have a Bible, turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. And this is just like a prayer that I'm going to pray for all the people we touch tonight on the street. That's where I'm coming from when I'm reading this tonight. It says, Paul and Silvanus and Timotheus unto the church of the Thessalonians, which is in God the Father and in the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We give thanks to God always for you all, making mention of you in our prayers, remembering without ceasing your work of faith and labor of love and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ, in the sight of God and our Father. Knowing, brethren, beloved, your election of God. Now I'm praying this for the people we minister to tonight. For our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Ghost, and in much assurance, as you know, what manner of men we were among you for your sake. And ye became followers of us and of the Lord, having received the word in much affliction with joy of the Holy Ghost, so that you were examples to all that believe in Minneapolis and St. Paul. For from you sounded out the word of the Lord, not only in Minneapolis and St. Paul, but also in every place your faith to Godward is spread abroad, so that we need not to speak anything. For they themselves show of us what manner of entering in we had unto you, and how you turned to God from idols, to serve the living and true God, and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus, which delivered us from the wrath to come. See, that's the prayer I pray for these people we minister to tonight. Amen?
Amen?
Hallelujah. Not that the word comes from us, but in power and demonstration of the Holy Ghost, that they become followers of us and of the Lord Jesus Christ when we witness to them tonight. Praise God, that was good. It says, for yourselves, brethren, chapter 2, know our entrance in unto you, that it was not in vain. Glory. But even after that we had suffered before and were shamefully entreated, as you know, at Philippi, we were bold in our God to speak unto you the gospel of God, with much contention. For our exhortation was not of deceit, nor of uncleanness, nor in guile, but as we were of loud of God, to be put in trust with the gospel, even so we speak, not as pleasing men, but God, which trieth our hearts. Glory to God. Amen. For neither at any time used we flattering words, as you know, nor a cloak of covetousness, God is witness, nor of men sought we glory. Neither of you nor yet of others, when we might have been burdensome as the apostles of Christ, but we were gentle. This is us tonight. We were gentle among them, among you, it says, even as a nurse cherisheth her children. So being affectionately desirous of you, we were willing to have imparted unto you not the gospel of God only, but also our own souls, because you were dear unto us. That has to be our prayer tonight for these people on the streets. For you remember, brethren, our labor and travail, for laboring night and day, because we would not be chargeable unto any of you, we preached unto you the gospel of God. Glory to God. That's what we're going to do tonight. We're going to preach unto them the gospel of God. And they're going to be followers of us as we follow the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
It's exciting to see what the Lord does in the lives of different people. Every week it seems like, for me anyway, I go out there, no matter where I go, I find people I've talked to before. Praise God. And that the gospel had entrance into them. It entered their heart when they said that prayer. They asked Jesus into their heart. They're never the same. I just talked to a man last Friday. I was ready to leave work at church here at 5 o'clock. I'm walking out the door and someone introduced me to this man. Well, he was a Presbyterian. And I started talking to him. He just came here to our bookstore. See, we have to be instant, in season, out of season. I had no idea what was going to transpire. But someone said, hey, Nick, come here. I want you to meet this guy. He just came to look for a book here, and I started talking to him. Where are you from? He says, California. And I said, well, what brought you here to Living Word? He goes, well, I opened up the telephone book today. I was looking for a Christian bookstore, and I saw Living Word's bookstore. So I came out here, he says. Amen. I said, is that right? So I started talking to him, introduced myself to him, and I asked him a real simple question like we ask all these people. Amen? Amen. I said, hey, if your life ended today, would you go to heaven? He goes, boy, I sure hope so. I said, where do you go to church? He goes, oh, I'm a Presbyterian. And then I went on, you know, the Presbyterian teaches you that Jesus is the Son of God, doesn't it? Amen? I was here for an hour. I didn't get out of here. Man, this guy, I gave him the authority of the believer by Kenneth Hagin. I gave him Now That You've Been Born Again. I gave him The New Birth by Hagin. Why Tongues by Hagin. He was in my office. I gave him some of my teaching tapes. Praise God. Incident season? Out of season. We got to do it at all times. I didn't know that. Someone just said, hey, I want to introduce you to this guy. And I just shared what I knew. See, sometimes we don't even know we're going to lead people to the Lord. But the Holy Ghost does. See, we know we're going to tonight because, I mean, God promises in the Bible, you know, God adds to the church daily such as shall be saved. So we know tonight we're going to lead people to the Lord, see? But last Friday, and we did lead people, I went out on the streets Friday morning, prayed with 28 people. Just one other guy and myself. We had a great time out there in the street. But then we come back here, and then here, I never knew I was going to lead anybody else to the Lord right inside our church. See, we have to be ready all the time. Hallelujah. And the entrance that I had into him, see, he's going to be a follower now of me. In fact, I talked to him tonight. He called me tonight, 5 minutes to 6, because I had called him earlier in today. And I says, how are you doing? He says, I'm doing great. He says, I really appreciate what you did for me on Friday. I said, well, praise God. That's the best thing I could ever done for you. And he said, I see changes in my life already. This man's a marketing director from a big company. Praise God. Out of California. He's just here for 6 weeks in Minneapolis, and he gets saved to go out to California now. Hallelujah. And he says he wanted to get together with me before he goes back. In 2 weeks, he goes back to the West Coast. I said, yeah, we'll get together for a coffee. But he told me right out, I see changes already. And I said, you know, the more you read the Word, the more changes you're going to see in your life. And I just shared with him in my own life when I said that prayer of salvation, like these people are going to do tonight, when I heard people curse my God, it hurt. But before I was saved, people at work, they swore, took God's name in vain, didn't bother me at all. But as soon as I said that prayer and got born again, there was something. I was alive unto God. That man's alive unto God now. Amen. Glory to God. And he went to church Sunday. He went to a church down in Egan, he told me. Just was blessed. Great. Hallelujah. So God is good. See, the entrance I had into him, like the Word says, we have an entrance into these people, into their hearts tonight. Amen. They'll never forget you. Every week you go out there and you see people. I know again last Friday, we're out there and we were out by this other church, handing out free food. Can you believe this? We led 20 people to the Lord. They were going to a church to get groceries. They walked out and they didn't even know they were going to heaven. So that church fed their body and we fed their spirit. Amen. Over 20 people got saved in a half hour. Standing outside of a church that I used to go to. That pastor used to preach salvation every time, and now he's not even preaching salvation. The people come and getting food from him. Glory to God. But we had to have an entrance into those people. We just stood out there and, hey, can I give you some good news? They just got some groceries. That was good news. They were hungry. They got fed physically. And I said, hey, I got something better. Yeah, the bread of life. That's right. Jesus is the bread of life. So we fed them spiritually. They got born again. 20 people. Go where God wants you to go. Tonight when you're out there, He'll lead you. He'll show you where to go. When you go in a certain area, you're led to Him. You hear His voice. No other voice do you hear. That's one thing about this ministry. You always learn more things every week. It just baffles me sometimes. We're driving down there on Friday, and I just told this brother that was with me, I said, I don't feel like going to West Broadway today. So we just kept driving around, and pretty soon we get by this church I used to go to. I said, let's stop here. Then I saw all these people coming and going, coming and going. We stood out there, man. My friend couldn't believe it. I said, isn't it good to know and to hear God's voice? Isn't it? Yeah. To hear God's voice? Amen. I'm glad I can hear His voice. A lot of people, in fact, I met someone last week. They said, I never hear God's voice. Last night, I preached down at the Union. This person walked up to me after the service and says, I never hear God's voice. I said, well, how I hear God's voice, the Bible says, be still and know that I'm God. Mm-hmm. So when I go in to pray, I don't always have to jabber all the time. Just listen, be still, and God will speak to your heart. In fact, last week, the Lord told me, this might sound funny to you, and it did to me too, but I did it, and it bore fruit. I'm driving my car down the street. See, people have told me that I'm a serious person. See, and when I was in the world, I used to be funny all the time. I'd go to parties and people used to laugh at me all the time. But when I got born again, it was just like there was a prophetic anointing on my life, and I called things black and white. That's the way they were. I look at something, I hate sin. That's just part of my nature. And a lot of people, especially evangelists, are that way. We hate sin. See, that's just, it's nothing in us, you know, that we're real mad at people or anything else. We just hate sin. We know what sin does to people. But anyway, I'm driving, it was like something inside of me says, and like I said, this is the Holy Ghost talking to me. He says, go buy some Three Stooges, Laurel and Hardy movies, and laugh. I went home that night, I put on a Three Stooges movie, and I laughed so hard I cried. But it was good. The Bible says a merry heart works like a medicine. But that was the Holy Ghost.
He told me to do it. See, we got to be obedient to God. We got to hear His voice. I mean, in the natural, I go, Laurel and Hardy. Praise God. But that's God. He loves us so much. He wants us. See, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy. I mean, people have to see joy on us. If they see us serious all the time, they're going to say, I don't want to be a Christian. I mean, that guy, he looks crabby all the time, looks mad all the time. Amen? And I told my kid about it, and he goes, oh, how do you know that was the Holy Spirit? I said, oh, I know it, man. I saw the fruit of it. Because the joy came back into me. Just watching a goofy movie. I mean, they were funny, man. I mean, they used to make me laugh when I was a kid. And I just started laughing. And sure, a lot of it, you know, they're hitting each other and stuff. But it was just, I was just laughing so hard I was crying. Amen. This doesn't have nothing to do with what I'm talking about tonight. But God just wanted me to share it, you know, about hearing His voice. And no matter what it is, what it seems like. And when you see the fruit of it, you know that it's God. If there would have been no fruit there, then I would have known it wasn't God. But when I see the fruit, see, we see fruit every week. Every week. Last Monday night, I shared about spending time with people. Not always being in a hurry. And it takes a lot for me to stay in one place for 20 minutes talking to one person. It really does, because I'm so accustomed to talking to somebody, leading them to the Lord, giving them the good news, and leaving. But last Monday night in the class, I just shared, you know, it's more than just going out there leading people to the Lord. Sometimes it's listening to people. And I went out there, and I was over in North Minneapolis. I was in the Target parking lot. And there was a man sitting in his car. And I went over there and I got down on my knees and started talking to him. And he started sharing with me. And I asked him, if he died, would he go to heaven? He says, boy, I don't know. I hope so. And I said, can I just pray with you, sir, to make sure you go to heaven? And he goes, yes. And I led him to the Lord. And then in my spirit, I was ready to leave. And he started sharing with me about his life, how he was brought up in a house that he never had any love. Him and his dad never had any love at all together. No, you know. No touching, no, you know, ever good words. His father never exhorted him. He was never good enough. He went to high school, and the coaches told him, well, you're not as good as your dad was. He played football and stuff. And, I mean, it was really something. But I sat there, and I couldn't leave this guy. He kept talking and talking and talking and talking. And I wanted to go. In fact, there was someone else with me in the group. I said, you go. I'm going to stay here with him. See, we have to be obedient to the Holy Ghost. Here, he had me speak that in the class, and that God just wanted to see if I'd keep my word. Amen? Not only did I lead him to the Lord, I sat out there for 20, 25 minutes. Here comes his two, he has triplets. Well, two of the three came out, and I led his sons to the Lord also. So dad and the two boys got saved, and then he drove through the Target parking lot, beeping his horn, waving at us as he left. See, we took time for people. Amen. He knew that I cared. Amen. In fact, he invited me to come and sit in his car, but I was there long enough, I wanted to leave, see? But then God made a way, He brought His kids out of the store. So then I didn't have to sit in the car with them. But I did spend time with them. See, people, again, it's not every person you talk to. But sometimes there is something out there. And by you taking time and talking to them and ministering, like last Friday when I ministered almost an hour, I was in a hurry to get out of here. It was Friday afternoon, 5 o'clock, I wanted to go. But the Holy Ghost didn't. So I stayed for an extra hour, ministered to somebody, got born again. He's already seeing changes in his life. Glory to God. Because see, we were there. We have to be there for these people. Amen? Amen. God was there for us, wasn't He?
That's right.
Aren't you glad He was there? Amen. When I went in my bedroom on August 22nd, 1976, I'm glad He was there. When I said, Jesus, if You're real, come in my heart. And He came. He's always been there.
Amen?
Amen? There's some people tonight, we're going to see them on the street. They've been born again. A lot of them are saved out there. A lot of them are defeated. A lot of them are defeated. Last night I talked about the name of Jesus down at the Union. And I might share a little bit about that tonight. We need to hear it over and over again. I haven't preached on this for about 2 years. I did a tape here a couple years ago called The Name of Jesus. But we need to hear that. People need to hear it. These people on the street need to hear it. Not only just getting saved, they're born again. Turn to Acts chapter 3. Hallelujah. And I know we've all heard this little story here, but it's really a blessing. Praise God. Acts 3, verse 1. It says, now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple, who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asking alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, look on us. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. These people tonight, they look at us, they expect to receive something from us. Then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. And they knew that it was he which sat for alms at the beautiful gate of the temple. And they were all filled with wonder and amazement at that which happened unto him. Amen. I know last summer, or this past summer here, someone got healed of deafness. And they went running down the streets praising God. And people were in wonder and amazement when they saw that. And Brother Floyd Thompson ended up leading a couple more guys to the Lord because they stopped their car and said, hey, what's going on? And he said, hey, that guy just was, he was deaf and he can hear today. Hallelujah. Wonder and amazement, see? Verse 11. And as the lame man which was healed held Peter and John, all the people ran together unto them in the porch that is called Solomon's, greatly wondering. And when Peter saw it, he answered unto the people, you men of Israel, why marvel ye at this? Or why look ye so earnestly on us, as though by our own power or holiness we had made this man to walk? The God of Abraham and of Isaac and of Jacob, the God of our fathers, has glorified his son Jesus, whom ye delivered up and denied him in the presence of Pilate, when he was determined to let him go. But you denied the Holy One and the just, and desired a murderer to be granted unto you, and killed the Prince of Life, whom God has raised from the dead, whereof we are witnesses. And so are you and I. We are witnesses. God raised Jesus from the dead. In his name, hallelujah, through faith in his name, hath made this man strong, whom you see and know. Yea, the faith which is by him hath given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. Praise God. Isn't that good?
Amen.
Just faith in a name.
Amen.
A lot of those people are saved, but they don't have faith in the name of Jesus for their healing. See, there's healing in the name of Jesus. Chapter 4. Acts 4. Praise God. Verse 3. And they laid hands on them and put them... This is, they threw Peter and John in jail because they were doing good things. Might come to that. Some night they might come up to us with a squad car and say, hey, you guys, come with me. Sounds crazy, doesn't it? We're living in a crazy world, aren't we? It's getting more exciting all the time, though. I'm getting excited, praise God. It's one day closer to Jesus coming back.
Amen.
Amen. We got to get excited about what God's doing today. And it's going to continue to increase. Verse 3 it says, and they laid their hands on them, put them hold unto the next day, for it was now eventide. Howbeit many of them which heard the word believed, and the number of the men was about 5,000. And it came to pass on the morrow that their rulers and elders and scribes, and Annas the high priest, and Caiaphas, and John, and Alexander, and as many as were of the kindred of the high priest, were gathered together at Jerusalem. And when they had set them in the midst, they asked, by what power, or by what name have you done this? They're questioning them now. Then Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, said unto them, you rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we this day be examined of the good deed done to the impotent man, by what means he is made whole, be it known unto you all, and to all the people of Israel, that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand here before you whole. Glory to God. They told it like it was, didn't they? This is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which has become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Amen?
Amen.
Salvation in the name of Jesus. I read to you about healing. The impotent man was healed. He was 40 years old and he got healed by that name and faith in that name. And here now we got salvation. No other name. Whereby given among men, whereby men must be saved. The name of Jesus. I was talking to a brother yesterday. He says, man, it was really neat. I saw this Buddhist in church. Praise God. He led this guy's wife or whatever to the Lord. And yesterday he looked over and saw the Buddhist sitting right in church. This guy was a Buddhist. But he had faith in the name of Jesus. He came to live in word yesterday. Praise God. I don't know if his wife led him to the Lord or whatever. But isn't that something? The Buddhists even know that Jesus is the only name to get saved. Praise the Lord. We're talking about the name of Jesus. I like this too. Verse 13. Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled. They took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. Amen. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians, God's going to take the small things of the earth. You and I. An old drunk. Drug addict or whatever. Use us to confound the wise, it says.
Amen.
Amen. He'll use us to confound the wise. The Bible says the wisdom of man's foolishness unto God. You might run into an intellectual tonight. I always give that scripture to him. He's trying to figure God out with his head. And I just say, you know something, sir? The Bible says the wisdom of man is foolishness unto God. The Bible says, for my thoughts aren't your thoughts, my ways aren't your ways. Doesn't the Bible say that?
Amen.
Amen. God doesn't think like we do. I'm glad, aren't you?
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Now when they saw the boldness, see, people will see boldness in us. When you've been with Jesus, I mean, when you're reading the Word of God, when you're praying, you're going to be bold, aren't you?
Amen.
I believe that with all my heart. The more you read the Bible, the more you pray in the Holy Ghost and pray in your understanding, the more bold. You want more boldness? Read the Bible, pray, come out on the streets. Even though we're ignorant and unlearned, sometimes we're learning more and more every day, though, aren't we? Verse 14, and beholding the man which was healed standing with them, they could say nothing against it. But when they had commanded them to go aside out of the council, they conferred among themselves, saying, what shall we do to these men? For that indeed a notable miracle hath been done by them is manifest to all them that dwell in Jerusalem, and we cannot deny it. See, the devil can't deny what God's doing today, can he? When that guy got healed of deafness, you think the devil could deny that? No way. Verse 17, but that it spread no further among the people. Let us straitly threaten them that they speak henceforth to no man in this name. Someone's told me to get off their sidewalk. I can't talk about Jesus in front of their store. They threatened me, see? This is what they did to Peter and John. They threatened them. Hey, you guys don't speak in that name no more. I told you, don't talk in that name. By what power or authority, they say, did you do these good things? What name did you do it? In the name of Jesus. We can't do it in ourselves, can we? It's not our name we're doing it in tonight. Praise God, when you lay your hands on someone, you don't say in the name of Nick, rise up and rise. No, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
There's power in that name.
Amen.
See, the world knows that.
Amen.
The devil knows it. He has to flee when you speak it to him.
Right. Amen?
Amen? Have you ever used the name on a devil?
Oh, yeah.
I have. He's come at me and I said, in Jesus' name, leave. And he's left.
Amen.
He's
got
to go.
Right.
Hallelujah. There's power in that name.
Amen.
He's
got to
bow his knee at that name. Praise God. Everyone. Every knee will bow. Turn to Philippians 2. Praise the Lord. God's good, isn't he?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Ha ha, and the devil. Defeated again tonight.
Amen.
He's a defeated foe. Every Monday, every Tuesday, every Wednesday morning, every Friday morning, at Living Word, the devil's a defeated foe. Every Sunday morning at our services, he's a defeated foe.
Amen.
And he can be defeated foe every day.
Amen.
Amen? Every day, every minute of every day, he can be defeated. But we have to know the name, the power, the name of Jesus Christ. Christians need to get that. Verse 8, Philippians 2. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. He's above Buddha tonight. He's above the Jehovah Witnesses tonight.
Amen.
Every name, every name. Praise God. That at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, things in earth, things under the earth. That every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Every tongue will confess that. Someone tells you tonight, I'm serving a devil. Well, you can serve him now, but I tell you what, sir or ma'am, one of these days you're going to be face to face, and you're going to say, Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. They're going to confess that name too. Make a choice today. Tell them they can have the choice today. There's a lot of choices, isn't there?
Amen.
You guys made a choice to go out on the streets tonight. You made a good choice. Amen.
Amen.
It's the best choice I've ever made. I guarantee you, it just fueled the flame in my heart. Praise God. 14 years preaching the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is nothing compared to eternity. Hallelujah. Mac was talking about dominion yesterday. It was good, wasn't it? See, if people only knew that. A lot of Christians out there, they don't know about the dominion we have. Do they? Praise the Lord. Romans 5. So we can give the people not only Jesus Christ, we can also give them knowledge, see? so they can live a victorious life. I know when I first got born again, I was sick all the time. And other Christians just told me God was trying to teach me something. I didn't know. I thought, well, I guess so. I'll stay home and miss work and watch TV or something. I'd just been saved. I didn't know I was going to a Lutheran church when I first got saved. I didn't know anything about healing. But then the devil, in the mouth of two or three witnesses, he sends Christians to me. Oh, yeah, that's fine to be sick. God's trying to teach you something. Devil's nuts. Praise God. Verse 17. For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive the abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one Jesus Christ. These people can reign in life tonight. After they get born again, after they say that prayer with you tonight, they don't have to be a doormat anymore to the devil, do they? Therefore, as by one, by the offense of one, judgment came upon all men to condemnation, even so by the righteousness of one, that's Jesus, of course, the free gift came upon all men unto justification of life. For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, that's Adam, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound, but where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. That as sin hath reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. Glory to God. They can reign in life tonight. They've been defeated, most of them. A lot of people you talk to tonight, they don't have a car. They don't have a job. They don't have a family. They don't have any money. That's not the victorious life, is it? They're not reigning at all, are they? The devil's beating them over the head. Tell them they're never going to have anything. They're never going to have a car. They're never going to get married. They're never going to have any kids. They're never going to get a good job. That's the devil. See, he's the opposite of God, isn't he? But see, we come by. We're walking in the Spirit. We're walking in the light. We give him the good news. Hey, you've been born again tonight. Now I got some more good news for you. You can reign in life. Show him Luke 10:19. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents, scorpions. Above all, the power of the enemy, nothing shall by any means hurt you. You can tell them that. They might be going through a hard time today. Tell them, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. The Bible says you're above tonight, not beneath. You're the head, not the tail. Amen. People need to know that. A lot of people tonight, you might meet someone going through a court decision. They have to go to court for something they did before they got saved. They might have been drunk, and I prayed for people like that, and they came back to me and said, praise God, I had favor. I prayed favor for them. They're born again. They got favor with God and man. That's what the Bible says. Amen. Not only being born again, they got favor now. God's on their side, isn't he? Amen. We give them the favor. Hallelujah. See, they need to know about the favor of God. When they go in for a job, maybe you pray with someone tonight, you lead them to the Lord, and they say, hey, would you pray for me tomorrow? I'm going in for a job interview. And I'll say, you bet I will. Praise God. The Bible says where two of us agree on earth as touching anything that we ask, it shall be done. I'm going to agree with you, brother. You're going to get that job. What kind of job do you want? What kind of money do you want? You got to be specific, don't they? Amen. Some people, they tell you, well, I don't know what kind of job I want. Well, that's what they'll get. They don't know. They don't know what they want. See, they have to be specific. So I tell them that. Well, what kind of job? Well, I got this, you know, I'm an electrician or whatever. Well, good. Let's believe right there. Let's put our faith to this right now. Amen? Then you can tell them about the favor of God. Two of you agree on earth as touching anything? Now you got the favor. You're a king's kid tonight. The Bible says, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. Amen? Amen? They're a king's kid tonight. That's God's best for them is prosperity. Amen? Amen. Not poverty. See, they've been told that. You can't have nothing to be a Christian. I've heard people say that. Maybe you have too. I was brought up humbling himself before God. Don't have you. Isn't that, I mean, that when that becomes your God, then it's wrong. It's out of place. But these people need to know it, that it's not wrong to have things. It's not wrong to have a good marriage. It's not wrong to have a good job. God wants the best for each and every one of them as his kids. And so do we. Amen. He wants them to get the best church, doesn't he? I thank God for this church. Praise God. It's going on with God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. We're moving on with God. A lot of people say, well, God's moving now. Well, he's always been moving. We're starting to move with him. We're starting to go. Two-thirds of God's name's go. We're starting to go with him. Amen. He's always been going.
That's right.
Mac was talking about light. Let there be light. Expands. Just like that. That's God. He's moving like that tonight. So all we got to do is go with him. Hallelujah. Just hold on to him. We got the victory tonight.
Amen.
That's good to know, isn't it?
Amen.
We're going to win again tonight.
Amen.
That always gets me excited just to know that we won already. Before we went. Glory to God. Before you go, you know you win.
Amen.
That's good odds. The Vikings weren't so fortunate yesterday. Hallelujah. But see, we know we got that faith in God. We know. We know we're overcomers. I'll talk about overcoming a little bit here. Amen. John 16, 33. Praise the Lord. God's good, isn't He? Hallelujah. I just really sense something special tonight. It's a good spirit in here tonight. I feel excitement tonight, like I haven't in a little while. But it's good. Amen. You do too, don't you? 1 John 5, verse 4 and 5. It says, for whatsoever is born of God, you just led this person Lord now. You show him this verse. Whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. This is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world? But he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God. You just led him to the Lord. Tell him, hey, look at us. You're overcome the world already. You've been saved for 10 seconds. You're an overcomer. Amen. Glory to God. That's good news, isn't it? When the devil's overcome them for 30, 40 years, in a twinkling of an eye, they've been changed. Amen. Haven't they? Amen. It's just like the rapture tonight. They get saved. They're translated, aren't they? Amen. From one kingdom. Turn to Colossians 1. That's the truth. It's good. That's a good analogy, isn't it? It's just like the rapture. It says in the twinkling of an eye. It's the same with getting born again. One minute you're going to hell, the next second you're going to heaven. One minute you're carrying all that guilt, the next minute you're like you got to fly. The peace of God's all over you. Colossians 1:10. We'll start with 10. We'll go down. That you walk worthy of the Lord, unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and in increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might, according to His glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet or able to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us instantly from the power of darkness, and hath translated us into the kingdom of His dear Son, in whom we have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of sins. There's a lot of guilty people out there tonight. You might talk to him and say, hey, can I give you some good news? I just got out of jail. Well, good. You really need to hear some good news. I'm going to tell you something, sir. If you're not born again, you're still in jail. Amen?
Amen.
They're not born again, they're still in jail, aren't they? They're spirits imprisoned by the devil. Amen? Amen. Turn to Ephesians 2, verse 1. Hallelujah. And you hath he quickened who were dead. It's a good verse to give people that just got born again. Past tense. Who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in the time past, 5 minutes ago, you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation or manner of life in times past, in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for His great love wherewith He loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened or made us alive together with Christ. By grace are you saved. Amen. That's good news to the people that just get saved. Amen. If you ever think of that verse, give it to them. Show them their past is past. You know, because the devil will condemn them. He comes to their mind, doesn't he? Yeah. Well, I'm no better. I mean, I just said a prayer. Well, if you meant that prayer with your heart tonight, sir, ma'am, the Bible says your past is past. God takes our sins and throws them as far as the east is from the west. He doesn't remember them no more. Amen. He doesn't remember them. Amen. The devil remembers everything, doesn't he? He brings it up to you. Remember when you did this? Remember when you did that? Yeah, devil, remember when you were an angel? Huh? Amen. Bring up his past. Amen. Then you can bring up his future.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Revelation 20, verse 10. Hallelujah. That's the future he has to look forward to. But see, a lot of people can change their future tonight. They might say, well, I don't really have much of a future. Well, tonight I'll give you one.
Amen.
Amen. Eternal life. That's a good start, isn't it? Amen. Amen? Just knowing you're going to heaven? That's good to know. Yeah. A lot of people you talked to last week again over at that church over in North Minneapolis, they were getting fed, but they didn't know they were going to heaven. Feeding them physically. Churches feeding people and good things. That's why we're not saved by the good things we do. Right. Amen. Feeding the hungry people, but they weren't giving them the bread of life. We got to give them the bread of life tonight, don't we?
Amen.
Be instant, in season, out of season. God will send you people tonight. I believe there will be divine appointments. Amen. I know there will be. It's exciting just knowing that He's got it all set up already. All we do is walk out there. Get off the bus, praise God, Holy Ghost, where do you want me to go? Okay. Go out there and He'll confirm His word with signs following. He always does. Always confirms them. I'm excited about the turnout tonight. I'm blessed by all you guys coming out tonight. You're going to be blessed. I'm just going to go over the track real quickly here. And again, we've changed our track, but I always say, have you heard the good news about the new birth? Okay, I put that other tract in there, the new birth tract we used to use. Most people say no. A lot of people have never seen these tracts now. We've only been out with them for about a month, month and a half. Open it up and I just say, I read the thing to them. It doesn't take you 2 minutes to read the whole tract. When I ask the question, where will you spend eternity? Most people say they hope or think they'll spend it in heaven. They're not positive where they will go. 1 John 5:12 and 13 says, he who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life. I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God so that you may know that you have eternal life. Tell people you can know tonight. You don't have to wait until you die to know where you're going. Today is the day of salvation, isn't it?
Amen.
It is common misconception that being baptized or doing good works, you will be guaranteed a place in heaven. Jesus said in John 3:3, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. You know that term born again scares people off sometimes, doesn't it? But I just tell them, you know what all born again means? And I just say it like this. All it means is that you believe in Jesus, you believe He died and rose again. Do you believe that? Oh yeah, I believe that. That's what born again means. See, it's easy for them to understand. Because born again has been, you know, the devil's used it. He's perverted it. I saw a man one day, he said he was a born again Christian. He's sitting on a beach looking at women, lusting after women. He had Copenhagen in his jaw, and he said he was a born again Christian. So born again in itself doesn't mean nothing, does it? But we know what it really means. We have to share what it means to people. Ephesians 2:8, for by grace are you saved through faith, that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God, not of works. Eternal life of salvation is a free gift. You can't earn it, it says. It takes more than just believing there's a God to secure salvation. The Bible says even the demons in hell believe there's a God and yet they will not be saved. See, some people, you tell them, tonight you say, hey, can I give you some good news? They might say, I believe in God. And I say, well, the demons in hell believe too. Are they going to go to heaven? And I shared this last week, I'll share it again. Everybody I've ever asked that question, they say, no, the demons in hell will never go to heaven. Not one person's ever said, yeah, the devil's going to go to heaven. And I said, see, it's more than just believing. Amen? Romans 10:9-10, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in thine heart that God has raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation, that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Very definite promise tonight. And then if you believe that Jesus is the Son of God, He died for you, your sins, and rose again, you can know for sure that you'll go to heaven. If you pray this prayer and mean it with your heart, you shall be saved and know that you have eternal life. That's good. They can know that tonight. Then I ask them, hey, could I just say this prayer with you tonight just to make sure you go to heaven? And again, you don't have to use this if you don't want to. I like this prayer. I use it all the time. But if you have one of your own, praise God. Works, go for it. After you lead them to the Lord, they say that prayer. We have a few of these, making your redemption a reality again. You give these to them. Just help them. Talks about the power of words. You can tell people about that. What God says about you. It's really a good thing, so give them that. And also give them the brochure, now that you've been born again into God's family. And then you just open it up, explain it to them. Welcome to the family, God. Read the Bible, pray, find a good Bible, believe in church. There's scriptures on salvation, what happened to you tonight when you got saved. About healing, God wants you well, He doesn't want you sick. About being baptized in the Holy Ghost, this is the power of God for every believer. All you have to do is receive it by faith, just like you did Jesus Christ tonight. Tell them about our church, Living Word, about the TV ministry, about the new union, about the living free. Whatever you have time to share with them, share it with them. And at last resort, tell them about the other churches. I want them to hear about our church first. Amen?
Amen.
Praise God. We're blessed to come here. And they will be blessed too. If you're over in North Minneapolis tonight, we have some pink pads, not this one. We have pink pads that we use. And it says, if you're interested in transportation, please check yes. Last Friday, I met a lady that used to come to our church a year ago. But then we quit picking them up over in that area. And now she found out she was here Sunday. We got a bus. We picked her up on Sunday. She was so blessed by that. So if you're in North Minneapolis tonight, tell people about the transportation available. And that's about it. Very simple. Try to get their phone numbers if you can on this follow-up. It's real important to me. Like this man I prayed with last Friday. I mean, I talked to him again today. I mean, I just prayed with him 3 days ago to receive Jesus. I called him and he called me back. See, people will call you back. You know, if we call them, they'll call us back. They know we care for them. See, I want to follow up the best I can. I mean, if you're in a press situation and you can't get their phone number, if they don't want to give it, that's fine. But I know there's people in here that never get a telephone number. I see it all every week. I see just things, they put different things, but they never put numbers. And I just encourage you to do that if you could tonight. Because it's so important. We're getting back to every person now. We have someone calling every person. So like I was sharing earlier about taking time with people, say, fill this out, whatever you want to fill. I give them the pad. I don't stand back there and what's your name and stuff. Give them the pad. Fill out whatever you want to do. It works better that way. I think that's just wisdom from God. Praise the Lord. Are you guys ready?